The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. REMAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group REMAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, Saturday of a, what's 4th of July weekend? I can't believe the summer's flying by so fast. I'm Andy Brownell, and I am with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group REMAX Results. Hello, Robin.
Hello there.
Did you have a jam-packed 4th of July?
Oh, my gosh. Such perfect weather. I mean, can you believe that this is our 20th anniversary of having 4th of July bashes? I would like to tell you that my house is all put back together and clean, but I was lying because I still have people, and I'm okay with that. It's awesome. It's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, it's scorching July weather, that's for sure, for the 4th.
That's what I want on the 4th.
What you expect, yep.
Selfish of me because of the pool. It makes for a really nice pool party when it's steamy hot outside.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Anyway, okay, I suppose we could talk about the 4th of July party, or we could talk about real estate.
Well, we're here to talk about real estate, so I guess that's proper.
All right. So let's talk about real estate. I think it's time to just give a rundown about the state of the real estate market in Rochester, both compared to nationally and just taking a real zoom in on it locally. How does that sound?
Okay, I'm game.
Okay, so, you know, for years I have said that normal appreciation for a home year over year is somewhere between 3% and 5%. Mm-hmm. Okay. And back in 2008, 9, and 10, when I had been in the business like 8 years, we saw for the first and only time in my 25 years, house prices slipping backward. Okay. And then that all recovered. And then, of course, with the pandemic, it shot the moon, went crazy, had double digit, 10% year over year, 12% year over year, crazy stuff. And I predicted that things would just go back to the normal 3% to 5% increase year over year. We're not quite there yet. However, things have continued to go up, and that's what I want people to listen to. No, prices have not slipped on our real estate. We have not lost value. It's just that our increase has been at a pretty slow pace year over year. Instead of 3% to 5%, the average house in our market has probably increased 2%. Okay. So that doesn't mean there aren't some that increased more, but there's probably very few that increased less than at least 1.5%. So prices are going up. They're moving in the right direction.
You know, and that was to be expected, right? After you saw the hyper increases during COVID.
Exactly.
This needed to happen, actually.
It had to neutralize, right? And so we heard people say, oh, values are going down. And that was like, no, they're not going down. They're just going up at a much slower, much more natural pace. Now, I do predict that next year at this time, we'll say, oh, houses are up between 3% and 5%. I mean, I think we're going to get right back on that normal track of appreciation. But what's important is that when houses continue to increase every single year, I mean, think about everything else you own, everything else you own, your cars or your anything, right? Your boats or your campers or your four wheelers or all the stuff you spend your money on, most of that depreciates.
Absolutely.
But when you buy your home, you're making an investment. Clearly, we need a place to live, so that's a big plus to that investment. But at the same time, it's such a safe and sound investment, so it's good. And prices have continued to go up, and things are selling. You know, last year, things were selling a little quicker than they are now, but the median days on market right now is still like 16 days from list to under contract. That's not a long time.
No, it's terribly
it's
fast.
A long time. And do you know that in the month of May in 2025, so just, you know, and here we are in July already, so I can't say last month, but, you know, month and a few days ago, of the houses that were listed, 77% of them sold in less than 30 days. So, I mean, the market is good. It is really good.
When you put it that way, that over 75% sold in a month.
Right.
That illustrates how healthy it is. That actually is a pretty amazing statistic.
Right. So, I mean, you think about that. And so the number of homes that were sold or pending in May was actually up 40% month over month. So that indicates a surge in activity. So I would describe the market as competitive, somewhat competitive, right? We have some hot properties. We still have plenty of houses that are going pending in under a week. And we have plenty of houses that are selling above asking price. As a matter of fact, about 40% of the homes in the market are selling above asking price. So it's pretty good.
What you're describing, as I've used that term so many times, is a balanced market, right?
Right. Yes. Balanced market or somewhat competitive. You know, just it all depends on which price range.
Ah, sure.
Depends on which price range you're shopping in.
And what you said about a safe investment is so key to all of this, right? I mean, that's why real estate is so attractive, is that in the long haul, you're going to see an increase in value while utilizing the asset.
And this is a perfect time for me. This is the perfect time for me to interject something, okay? I want you to listen closely now. If you've lived in your home for 30 years and all you have changed in 30 years is the light bulbs, your house is not going to sell for the same price as the house down the street that is the same age, that has been completely maintained, updated, you know, new siding, new windows, new cabinets, new countertops. People say, well, the one up the street sold for, well, because they're not living in a time capsule. You guys, this is your most valuable asset. And I'm not saying, oh, you got to update your house so you look fancy. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is maintain it. Keep it in great shape, okay? So if you like old-fashioned cabinets and old-fashioned appliances and they're still working and you have that philosophy that you're not going to get rid of them because they're still fine, perfect. That's perfect. We'll put your house on the market and price it accordingly, because the next guy might want to take out those cabinets and replace those appliances, but it doesn't mean you have to do it. I'm just saying that your house will have a different value than the people who have done it, because when they've spent that money, they're going to recoup it.
Sure.
Okay, does that make sense?
Well, and plus, if you didn't spend that money and you kept those older cabinets and appliances, you saved that money. So the idea, it all works out in the end.
It all works out in the end. You're still going to probably both profit the same kind of percentage. It's just that their dollar number is higher because they've invested more dollars in it. So
sure.
You're right. So it's just whatever you want. But this is the thing that I think is sad, Andy. I think it's so sad when people just get ready to put their house on the market and say, oh, gosh, before you put our house on the market, we're going to have to replace those garage doors because our son ran into it with the car 4 years ago. So they've been looking at the smashed up and living with the smashed up garage door for 4 years, and now they're going to put a brand new one on for the new guy. So just maintain your house. Keep it up. If there's something that's driving you crazy, I one time went to a listing appointment and the handle to the microwave was duct taped on. And I said, oh, what happened here? He said, oh, that happened years ago. And I'm like, oh my God. I said, well, I hate to break it to you, but you're going to have to put a new microwave in before you put it on the market. And he goes, yeah, I was thinking I should probably do that. No, you should have done that when the handle broke. So, yeah. Anyway.
You know, it's funny, that was my dad, and that was one of the promises I made to myself, is I wouldn't do that.
Oh, my gosh. We grew up with the same dad, because that was me. Oh, it's good enough. It's good enough. Oh, Dad, it's broken. Oh, boy.
All right, Robin, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're talking with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and this is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96
stations and details.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. And Robin, we've been talking about you as the homeowner in this real estate market. One thing we haven't really talked about is the investor looking at our community and the real estate market here in the Rochester area in southeastern Minnesota. I imagine with everything going on, there's a lot of interest.
Oh, boy. You got that right. So, I mean, I feel like ever since I've been in the business, I've had a certain clientele that's looking for investment properties to own as rentals. Okay. Now, keep in mind, when I got in the business, that was before the VRBO days and the Airbnb days. So when people owned rentals, they owned, you know, monthly rentals, yearly rentals, 6 month rental, you know, that kind of rentals, right? Sure. And then when the whole Airbnb and VRBO thing came around, then a lot more people were jumping into it because, I mean, honestly, it is a very lucrative business. And especially if you have things that are within walking distance to Mayo Clinic or easy access to Mayo Clinic, because a lot of times patients don't want to stay in hotel rooms. They want to be with their family. They want to bring their pet, you know, lots of different things. So that became a really lucrative business. And then after that, you know, we've seen so many people investing in apartment buildings and townhomes. And it used to be local investors, but it has gone to national investors. So people do their homework. And with the internet and with all the information you can find out, like you can go online and ask one of your AI apps, Perplexity, or, you know, what's the best place to invest? And they'll tell you. And one of the reasons that we are gaining so much attention is because of Mayo's Bold Forward.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, it's a $5 billion expansion.
Yeah, they don't happen that often, especially in a community of this size.
In Minnesota, in southeast Minnesota. Yeah, it's a big deal, and it's going to create a lot of jobs, and it's going to bring a lot more people to the town. I mean, we've seen the impact of the expansion just through the rental market alone. I mean, every place you look, there's a new apartment building, and they wouldn't keep building them if they're not renting them. Do you know, Andy, that the average rent in Rochester right now, what do you think it is?
I'm afraid, I'm going to throw a number out there. I'm going to, 1,600.
You're very close. 1,710.
Oh, my gosh. And that 1,600 number was a shocker to me even to utter it.
Yeah, and that is up 3.9% year over year. Okay, so it is just moving. The one-bedroom homes saw the largest price jumps, okay? So one-bedroom homes went up by 34% year over year.
Wow. Oh, my God. You know,
because they're affordable. They're in that affordable price range, right? Whereas the five-bedroom homes saw the slighter decrease of 3.4%, all right? So basically, it's just showing that the demand is shifting towards smaller and more affordable. And that's why a lot of people are in apartments, is because more affordable.
And I imagine, you know, the workers that will likely be coming here in the next 10 years, the demographic will tilt towards the younger side. And that makes sense with the affordability part as you're starting out.
Not only the affordability, but I don't know how many young people you know that are in their 20s that have their first job, their first real grown-up job, that look forward to coming home and mowing the lawn after a day. They want to go kayaking, hiking, biking, go to the breweries, get with their friends, play volleyball, play pickleball, do all the things. And I don't blame them. They don't need a home yet. They don't need a home.
But then they become late 20s and early 30s, and guess what?
Yeah.
That's what they do want.
Right. And actually, I've sold houses to some pretty impressive buyers. Young 20s, mid-20s, going, yeah, I can't see us giving that much money for rent every month. I'd rather be building equity. I'm like, boy, you're going far in life, kid, because you got your head on right, you know?
Absolutely.
So it's,
I wish I had my head on right back then.
Well, and you know, my husband always says to me, geez, why didn't we buy 20 of those houses when they were that price? Newsflash, because we had no money. That's why.
Yeah, exactly.
If we would have been in a position to, we probably would have, honey. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you're right. These younger people coming here to work, many of them highly educated, taking positions within the healthcare industry that pay very, very well.
Right.
And they have the ability to buy these homes.
Right.
If they opened their eyes and saw the opportunity. And I bet you many will. I think I've told you the story of a young woman I know who, when she did it a few years back, I kind of went, okay. You know, she dove into a $350,000 home as a single woman. But yeah, she was making really good money. And guess what? It was the wisest decision she could have made.
Yes,
she
exactly
has made out, like, you will not believe in the value and equity she has in that house.
I would believe, because that's exactly what I'm in tune to, you know. I give that gal credit, because it is a big risk when you're young. You think, oh, my gosh, can I afford these payments? Am I going to be okay? But if they're good money managers, they figure it out. And when Brett and Jenna built the house together, I said, you guys, I honestly feel like you should go to your max, because you might not be putting as much money in your savings account while you're paying your house payments, but you will make your payments. You will pay them on time. You will pay all your utilities, and you're going to build equity. And literally, they built that house in 2016 or 17. And they built it for like $536,000, and it is now worth over $800,000.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. And you cannot build that kind of equity just, you know, like, you can't save that kind of money just putting your money in your savings account. Not quickly like that.
And plus, you're living in the place.
And you're living in the place.
You're using it.
It's your bank account that you live in, right? So, yeah. So, I mean, some people say, well, I also have daycare and I have, you know, all these other expenses, so I want to shop less than where I'm approved. And I totally agree with that. And I totally understand that. But I think that it's important to assess the situation each time and see what's going to be the best route for you. And, of course, that's where I come in, right?
That's
how I advise people. And lenders, if you're working with good lenders, they're really good about helping you with that too. Because the last thing I want to do is put somebody in a house that they can't afford. Nobody wants to be house poor. But when you think about buying it as your shelter and an investment, then you have a different approach to it than if it's just a house to live in.
Absolutely. We have to take another break already. We are with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. On News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Thanks for listening Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. I'm Andy Brownell, and Robin, you were talking about your kids pooling together their resources and building all that equity.
Yeah, that's how they
buying
started
a home.
It was great, because when they split their separate ways, because Jenna was now married, they bought land, so they split the equity. Brett stayed in that house. Jenna and Matt moved on. So it was a perfect way to do a jump start. And that's why people do it, right? To share the expense.
What about other? I guess I'm thinking about parents and grandparents. Are we seeing a trend returning to that sort of situation? Because that used to be the norm.
It used to be the norm, and in many cultures, it never changed. Okay, but it hasn't been the American way for some number of years. But to tell you the truth, multi-generational home buying hit a record high just this year, and it says 17% of home buyers purchase a home to share with parents, adult children, or extended family. Highest share ever recorded by the National Association of Realtors, 17%.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you went back 75 years, if that number was significantly higher, because they probably weren't tracking it then.
Right. That could be. Or they just didn't go out and buy a house. It's just that mom and dad had the house and then the kids stayed, or you know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Yeah. That happened all the time.
And do you know that last year, 36% of homeowners cited cost savings as the primary reason for purchasing a home? Multi-generational. 36%. Yeah. They're like, yeah, it's just so much cheaper if you're sharing the expenses. Because let's face it, it can be really expensive to own and maintain a home. And especially if you're maintaining it properly and, you know, taxes are getting higher, insurance is getting higher, all the things. So if you can pool your resources to make home ownership possible, even if it's not forever, right? Even I know a young guy who owns a house with his mom because he's probably maybe late 20s, early 30s, and he didn't want to pay rent. And his mom couldn't afford a house by herself, so they bought one together. So he lives in the lower level. She lives on the main floor, and they're like 30 and 50 or 50-something. So sure. It works great. Works great. It's like having a room you know you're going to get along with.
The other aspect of this with young families, you know, who is a really, really cheap daycare is grandma and grandpa.
And you know who really, really loves to be with the baby is grandma and grandpa. I say this a lot on the show. I tease Jenna and say, oh, this big unfinished basement of yours is going to be my home someday. Because when I said, Jenna, when you have more than one kid, you're going to want me here. She's like, okay, mom.
But. Yeah, I mean, I think you brought that up before, that one of the biggest drivers of migration right now in this country is people our age who are moving to be closer to their kids and their grandkids.
Exactly. Honestly, 3 out of 10 home buyers right now, that's 28%, say that they plan to purchase a multi-generational home or at least, very least, a home near their kids and grandkids. So. Near their families.
Yeah. Well, people got spread all over the place. And I, you know, as the great pendulum always swings back and forth, I bet we're, you know, that might be another after effect of COVID.
It could be. It definitely could be. Because especially people who couldn't travel and see their families like they could prior to, you know, realized, I mean, so many people who couldn't see their elderly parents for such long. Oh, boy. So hard.
Yeah. The other part of this market that I've watched, too, is because I'm that age now, I guess, is people selling the homes that they raise their families in and actually renting because they don't, you know, they're done with the lawn work. They don't want a garden anymore. They, you know, whatever it is.
And we talked about the young people not wanting, right? So you talk about being secular. You just gave a perfect example. You're in your 20s. You got your first job. You want to go to work, and then you want to come home and have fun time. You don't want to come home and maintain a house and maintain a lawn. So renting is great. Then after a few years of that, you realize, oh, now I have a significant other. We want to have a kid. We want a dog. We want a house. We want a yard. So then they transition into the home. Well, then, okay. Fast forward. Now you've raised those kids. Those kids are grown and gone. Now that house becomes a lot to take care of. And a lot of those people are downsizing to townhomes. Now, there's still plenty that prefer to purchase townhomes. But we are seeing, even here in Rochester, there's that neighborhood out by my office behind the old theater that's now a church.
I know exactly where you're talking about up there on the other side of Superior.
Yes. All brand new houses for rent. And I'll just tell you, to give you an idea who's renting them, I just recently sold a very high-end expensive house for a Mayo Clinic surgeon, okay? And he and his wife own a beautiful condo up in Minneapolis where they like to spend their weekends. So they're not at they weren't at their big, beautiful Rochester house on the weekends. And they know that, you know, sometime down the road, whether it's 5 years, 7 years, they'll retire and they'll move full time to their condo. But in the meantime, they need some place to live. So what do? They rent one of those brand new houses and they don't have to worry about it. When they're ready to be done, they're done. So they said, you know, if the perfect house came about, we would maybe buy a house, but we don't need to buy a house just to buy a house. because it just works with our life. And there's all those people that like to, that are retired, who like to be in Minnesota in the summertime and in Florida or Arizona or Texas in the wintertime.
Another aspect of that is when they sell that house and pursue these other options, that is another house that's available for that younger family who wants to buy into a home.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So we are, we're very blessed to be living in an area with a very healthy real estate market. Houses are continuing to come on the market. Values are continuing to increase. Real estate is and will be in the foreseeable future a great opportunity for investors, whether it's an investment as and a place to live or just an investment, you know, outside of what where else you live. I mean, it's just, it's good. It's all good. All
around. We're going to run out of time, and I know I want to remind you to remind us that coming up in a month, right?
Yes.
We have the big summer bash.
We are. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be out at the History Center, just like it has been the last few years. It'll be a great big picnic. We'll have a DJ. We'll have music. We'll have games. We'll have prizes, and more prizes. Our grand prize this year is $5,000 cash. Yeah. So the only people that can, anybody can come. We say the party is for our past clients, our present clients, and our future clients. But the only people that can register for the grand prize are people who have actually bought or sold a house with the Gwaltney Group. So, yeah, but it's a lot of fun for everybody. So I hope
it
you
is.
May.
Yes. I can personally attest to that. It's always something to look forward to.
So thank you for reminding me to give a plug. I want to do that every week from now till the party.
Okay. Well, all the stuff we talked about today, investing, buying a home for the – obviously, the very smart reasons. You live in your bank account, as you mentioned. If you want to talk to Robin about this and how you can be a homeowner, if you're interested in selling your home and pursuing other options, how do they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Please feel free to call me on my cell phone. That number is 507-259-4926.
All right, Robin, we'll talk to you next weekend, and thank you so much for spending your time with us.
Thank you, Andy.
Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.